very happy to be with you here today. You've heard of the city of Perugia, which is very close here. It's just 8, 9, 10 kilometers away from here. You can see it on the hill. And in Perugia, they make a chocolate. It's very famous as chocolate city. I don't know if you've heard of the chocolate Perugina. And the little chocolates that they make are called bacci. Have you ever eaten the bacci chocolates? They're little chocolates. They're really wonderful. Really wonderful. But it's famous because when you unwrap the chocolate, there's a little message inside. And it almost seems as if that's the message you need for your life today. And it's so true. This word, by the way, baci, means kiss. Kisses, baci, yeah? In Italian. And every day, the Lord sends us messages for our life as kisses. Really as kisses. He comes to kiss us. I imagine when we consume him in this Eucharist now, he's going to be kissing us. Jesus, sir. And he comes today really with a message for us, which is beautiful, beautiful. This message is, can you imagine that you are in Assisi, in the very place where St. Francis began his order? You know it was here. The Porzincula means a small piece of land. And you saw that little church as we entered. That is where he began his order. He was given a very poor piece of land, and he brought his brothers here and began forming his order. And imagine that the Franciscans now have become a huge tree. It's true, huh? Francis also wished to have his transitus, his passage to God, in this very place. This is where he asked to be brought down from Assisi, at the top there, where you were yesterday, and to come down here, and to go to the Lord exactly in this place on the 3rd of October. I know some of you have given your wives to the Lord in these months. I think of Ben and Cesar, father's mother. There's also Sandra and Ida. Yeah, Sandra and Ida. Are their husbands here? I think some of their families. So we pray for them as well today. But they're with the Lord. You know, Carlo Acutis, this is the other bacio, the other kiss that the Lord gives us today. You know that? Yeah, have you heard of Carlo Acutis? But you know that today is his feast day. And you are here. His first feast day after his beatification is today. And you are actually here. And there's a reason for that, because Carlo, who is present on this altar, in this relic, wants to say something to you. Now, Carlo would say, if only we knew what eternity was, we would do everything today to change the course of our lives, to await tomorrow, heaven tomorrow, is to give today the best of our fruit. To live today. We only have this moment, huh? We only have this moment, you know. And Mother Teresa, in every chapel, she has a sign, Holy Priest of God, celebrate this Mass as if it were your first Mass, your last Mass, and your only Mass. But imagine to live each day in that perspective, to live this day as if it was our first day, our last day, and our only day. Maybe there are, in our hearts, we have certain things, you know, that first reading taught of the reality of sin, and even the Gospel, it said, you know, what is within us. And maybe there are things in our heart today that are worrying us. Maybe we have kids back home. Maybe we have a situation happen to us. Maybe we failed. Maybe we have something in our life where we made a big mistake, a sin. We only have today to be loved and to love. And I announce to you today, God loves you. God loves you as you are, as you are. And when we know of this love that Jesus has for us so much that he gives everything on the cross. So there's nothing left to give on the cross. So why do I be afraid of not giving him that? Surrendering. What is it within us today that is bringing us down? Huh? Give it to the Lord. Surrender it to Jesus. Surrender it to Jesus. And Carlo knew that. You know that Carlo, he was born 1991 and he died in 2006. So he was only 15. And he's the first millennial blessed, the first millennial saint. First one to be as such a young man. And it's just amazing because this young man, he was born in London, but he grew up in Milan. But he said, Assisi is the town where I feel happiest of all. happiest of all. And so he would spend a lot of time in Assisi. He would come here. But why? Why? Because he wanted the contact with the saints. You know, in this part of Italy, Umbria, perhaps there have come more saints than any other part of Italy, if not the world, individual saints. And Carlo wanted that contact with the saints, Francis, Claire, many others. Why? You know, the opening prayer that Father Christopher read said, "We bless you for having granted to this saint his desire." You know what the desire of Carlo was? To be a saint. In fact, Carlo said, "You too can be a saint. You," he's talking about you and me, "but you need to desire it with all your heart. And if you do not yet desire it, ask for it. Ask for it." There's one thing we need to ask for today in this Mass, on the Feast of Carlo, to be a saint. You know what it means to be a saint? It means to be so convinced of the love of God for us that even when we fall, we get up again and go back and back and back to the Lord. And through the mercy we have received in our sincerity, in our life. I always remember Father Christopher, one thing that struck me, is that he knew himself, his weakness, and was sincere about it. And I was sincere about it. And this helps me as a priest. Because so often, you know, the masks we will wear have to wear now. But so often we wear other masks, is it true? Mm-hmm. Because we're afraid. If we show any weakness, any failing, any fault, they're not going to love us. It's not true, you know. I was born with one hand, you know. And I met Mother Teresa. I knew Mother Teresa quite well. But the first time I met her, I said to Mother Teresa, "Why is it I have one hand?" I was a young priest in Rome studying. And she took my small hand and she took her large hand and she put them next to each other. And she said, "Father, you have a small hand. My hand is larger. But in the eyes of God, that's the hand he's given you. It wasn't a mistake. It was not a mistake." And it's true, huh? Whatever the Lord has given us, even if, you know, they came about through some error of a doctor or whatever, God uses it for a greater glory. God uses it for a greater glory. And Mother Teresa said, "You know, Father, every night before you go to bed, I want you to pray the fifth gospel." And I said to her, "Mother, I only know four gospels. And I'm studying theology. You don't play about with saints, huh?" And Mother said, no, there's a fifth gospel. Because every night before you go to sleep, I want you to take the five fingers of your little hand and to pray to Jesus the fifth gospel. You did this for me. Five, huh? You did this for me. So it's taken from Matthew's gospel, you know, chapter 25, when Jesus says, "Whenever you did this for one of the least of my brothers, you did it to me." What does that say? That whatever God has given us, our weakness, the cross, the cross that God has allowed in our life, and we all have a cross here. There's one thing that unites us all. It's not because we all have, you know, two hands, because I don't have two hands. It's not because, you know, one is tall. We're all different. But one thing unites us, everyone here has a cross in their life. And God has allowed that cross so that we meet him. And without that cross, we may not be here today. Do you see what I'm saying? Because we would be so independent and full of ourselves that we'd say, "There's no need for God. No need for God." So Carlo desired to be a saint. Huh? That was the one thing. And he was a very normal young man. Very normal. He liked to be with others. He had five dogs. He had goldfish. He played the saxophone. He loved hiking. His parents were very wealthy. Very wealthy. They're still here. They'll be at the Mass tonight. Imagine having a son who's a saint. You're still alive. And one of you, I think, has the name Maria Goretti, I think, but maybe someone else. But it's amazing because Carlo, to be a saint, that desire, very simply, he kept five appointments every day or every week. Very simple appointments that each one of us can keep. They're very simple. The first, he looked to go to Mass every day. He wanted to go to Mass every day. In Assisi, you can do that. You know, there are many churches. And if he couldn't go to Mass, he would follow it in another way, in a spiritual way. You know, Carlo would say, "The more we receive Jesus, the more we become like him." It's simpler. Because we become what we eat. We're going to eat Jesus. We're going to become like him. And so he looked to go to Mass every day. Imagine. And it was beautiful. The second thing I'm saying is very briefly. The second appointment was to spend time before Jesus in adoration. Few minutes before Mass, a few minutes after Mass, longer periods if he could, Eucharistic adoration. Carlo would say, "If you want to get a suntan, What do? You go out before the sun, it's true. But he says, if you want to become like Jesus, you go before him in Eucharistic adoration. And so, very simple. He went before Jesus as often as he could. The third thing for Carlo, even as a young man, he looked for a spiritual director, someone who would guide him. And with his director, with other priests, he would go to confession frequently, Carlo would say, the only thing we need to fear in life is sin. And he said, it's like a hot air balloon. You know, a hot air balloon, if it's weighed down by venial sins, small sins, it doesn't rise, huh? And if there's a big sin, a mortal sin in our life, it doesn't get off the ground at all. And he said, confession is like the fire that God blows within us through the Holy Spirit to allow us to rise again. What is the Holy Spirit? That love, huh? To say to us, you know, John Paul II said a beautiful word. I was reading it the other day. We are not the sum total of our weaknesses and our failures. We are the sum total of God's love for us and our real capacity to become like him. John Paul II. Fourth thing, you remember the first thing? What was the first thing? Eucharist. Second thing? Adoration. Third thing? Confession, spiritual. You can tell I was a teacher. Huh? And the fourth thing for Carlo was the Blessed Virgin Mary and the saints. You know, Carlo would say the Blessed Mother is the most beautiful woman I know in my life. And I never fail to keep an appointment with her every day, which is to pray the rosary. And so he would pray the rosary, and he would really get to know the lives of the saints. You know, he was a computer genius, Carlo. And he would research the Eucharistic miracles. He would research the lives of the saints. And he would, you know what he would say about being holy? He would say, to be holy is not a matter of adding something to your lives, but of subtracting something in your lives. Less of myself to make more room for God. Beautiful, huh? Because so often we think that to be holy, I've got to do many, many things, huh? But Carlo would say, I just want to be full of Jesus. In fact, he had a motto, you know, everyone has a motto in life, the university. You know what his motto would be? Always to be united with Jesus. This is my program in life. Always to be united with Jesus. Imagine a young boy, huh? And then finally, the fifth thing for Carlo, this appointment that he kept every day, each week, as often as he could, was charity. Small acts of charity. You know, Carlo didn't go to the other end of the world as a missionary. He didn't build a hospital like Padre Pio. He didn't, cure the sick or anything like that, like some of the saints have done. You know what Carlo would do? If there was someone poor along the road, he would stop and speak with them. His parents are very rich, and they had a lady who came to iron the clothes every Sunday. And he would go in secretly and say, this is the day of the Lord. You go home, and I'll finish the ironing for you. They were small acts of charity. You know what I'm saying? They weren't big. They were small. And so it is that the love he knew from Jesus, he loved others. You know what our mission is in life? To love. To love. As Christ has loved us first. As God has loved us first. Imagine this Eucharist now we're about to celebrate. That St. Francis of Assisi would say this. He said that every day we celebrate the Eucharist, God comes down from heaven and descends on the altar in the hands of a priest. And he would say, let all the earth tremble, let all the world tremble, because that God makes himself so small, that he will now enter me. You ever thought of that, huh? God who made the sun, imagine if the sun, God made the sun, huh? Imagine if the sun entered this room, we would all be burnt alive, huh? But imagine that God is going to enter you now. Let us really give thanks on this feast of Carlo Acutis in this church, Basilica of St. Francis, St. Clare, who loved the Eucharist, shown with a monstrance constantly. Let us truly give thanks for God's lavish, lavish, wondrous love for us. Sia lodato Gesù Cristo. Sia lodato.